new poll suggests that the majority of Leavers and Remainers in Great Britain would be prepared to ditch Northern Ireland if they got their preferred version of Brexit. 4 out of 10 GB voters polled said they cared little or not at all about here. What do you make of that? Does that concern you? 03030 80 55 55. The newsletter deputy editor Ben Lowry is with us. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And the Brexit Party MEP Ben Habib is with us as well. Good morning to you, Ben.
Good morning.
Two Bens. Morning. This won't get confusing at all. Ben Lowry, we'll start with you. Your reaction to this YouGov poll?
Well, I think two things. First of all, it's not good news for unionists in Northern Ireland. And then secondly, you know, this is a reality that we have to grapple with. We've never been in a situation in which Middle England, I use the term broadly just to mean sort of general thinking in England, which is by far the most populous part of the UK, had been asked about Northern Ireland in hindsight during 30 years of soldiers coming over here and hundreds of them dying. It's, you know, I think we are fortunate that there was never any rebellion against that amongst the general public, and it was a sacrifice that, that the rest of the nation accepted really without question. But what Brexit has done, particularly with the EU, which has played a very clever game, it was quite clear what it wanted with regard to the Irish border from the beginning. It has managed to let Northern Ireland, by a fluke of history, hold up the whole process for 3 years. What is it now? It's 3 years and 4 months, I think. And now people in England have been asked this. And I think rather than be completely doom and gloom about it, what I would say is that there are, you know, the findings are pretty grim. When asked, I think it's 58% said that they would prefer, I don't have the exact figure in front of me, something like 58% would go for more concerned about Brexit than Northern Ireland, 18% more concerned about Northern Ireland. That's presumably the remaining 24%, and that didn't express a preference. So that's about 3 to 1 of those who expressed a preference when they are pushed to the brink.
41% said that they would be upset if Northern Ireland broke away, while only 9% said they would actively be pleased to see it go. Ben Habib, has Brexit basically exposed a lack of support for the union on the other side of the Irish Sea?
Well, I think that people are exhausted, if for want of a better expression. And the Tories have played a very clever game. The EU absolutely has played a clever game, as Ben has said. But the Tories have played a very clever game. You know, Boris Johnson knew he couldn't really get the withdrawal agreement opened up unless he gave the EU what it wanted. And he gave it precisely what it wanted, which was Northern Ireland. And he's judged it very well, because clearly the polls bear out the fact that he's not likely to lose votes on the back of this. And I think it's a cynical move. I think it's very cynical of the Tories that the Prime Minister was in Northern Ireland just the other day saying there won't be customs declarations required for goods moving from Northern Ireland to Great Britain, when we know absolutely there will be. And, you know, he's playing this kind of double game to get his way with the withdrawal agreement, get Brexit done, as he says, so that he can just get rid of the inconvenience of it and move on. And Northern Ireland, okay, I'm afraid, is the price that's being paid.
Ben Habib, tell me this. If the Brexit Party had any seats in Parliament, if they do after this election, would the party make it a red line that Northern Ireland has to be treated the same as the rest of the UK, that there would be
absolutely
no checks between Northern Ireland and GB?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But Boris Johnson's first proposal to the European Union, which was that there would be no hard border, or, you know, border infrastructure, that customs declarations would be done between Northern Ireland and Ireland remotely, away from the border to the extent that they're required. That was the sensible proposal. That's the one he should have stuck with. And to put a border down the Irish Sea is just completely unacceptable. And, it's sliding the United Kingdom into a complete breakup. You know, we're going to get Scotland asking for exactly the same thing. Why wouldn't they? As we know, Scotland voted to remain.
So all the seats that the Tories won in 2017, your party now is doing what?
Well, we are not contesting those seats.
So yet you're so critical of the Tory party, yet you're giving them free rein.
Well, what we're doing is making sure we don't get Brexit reversed, which is what would happen if the Labour Party and or Liberal Democrats...
But you're essentially suggesting that people that may vote or may have voted for your party in those constituencies, you're basically telling them to vote for the Tories. So you're criticising their policies and what they've done on one hand and telling people to vote for them on the other.
I think what we're doing is facing the unpalatable reality that the only way we're going to get the Tories, to be honest, for want of a better expression, is by having seats in Parliament. You know, we made a very good offer to the Prime Minister.
Yeah, but
if I can just finish very briefly, yeah. You know, get a thumping Leave majority in Parliament and then go back to the European Union and name our terms.
But and, you hear the contradiction here, Ben, and sorry to cut across you. I'm aware that we're coming up to the news, but you're basically saying your party is willing to sacrifice Northern Ireland to an extent as well.
No, not at all. I completely see the contradiction. I call it a paradox rather than a contradiction.
Well, because that sounds quite nice, a little bit nicer. Ben Lowry, your reaction to this?
Well, I think that Ben Habib, who's been over here, has taken an interest in this. And my concern would be that other people in the Brexit Party haven't. If he's able to eliminate that, that would be good because of the fact that Nigel Farage has, as you say, stood down. And it would be interesting to know whether he said anything about Northern Ireland. Look, the fact of the matter is this. I interviewed all sorts of people, including Nigel Farage and Boris Johnson and David Cameron and the lot before they came in 2016. And I asked every single one of them about the border. And they all effectively said it's not going to be a problem. And they probably thought it wasn't going to be a problem. And when it's come to the crunch, Northern Ireland has been abandoned. This is a huge thing that it's going to
take. It is a huge thing.
What does it say, Ben Lowry, and again, sorry, just in terms of time, what does it say? Obviously, you're very passionate about the union, but this suggests a lot of people in the rest of the union do not really care.
So we have to think about that. We have to think about whether or not it's sensible to go to London and demand money. That was noticed by lots of people if ever we hold the balance of power again. You know, there are really serious questions. There's a very interesting finding this, that only one person in seven says they haven't met somebody from Northern Ireland. That suggests to me that six people out of seven have. I haven't seen the exact findings on that. You know, we have to work on that. And we're all ambassadors for Northern Ireland. We don't want to be seen as somewhere that is difficult, that is unpleasant, and that is always asking for money.